from radioinfo.com.au. It's Tuesday, the 31st of March. Hi, I'm Brad Smart. Thanks for joining me. Here's what's making news in radio this morning. Grant broadcasters cut staff and running costs. Ace Radio's initiative to save local business. And a jump in radio app downloads as the crisis continues. I'll have the details of these stories and other issues affecting the industry in just a moment.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Well, it doesn't take long for a downturn in advertising revenue to start impacting on commercial radio. With lots of mouths to feed, some serious decisions have had to be made quickly in small stations and networks around the nation. Grant Broadcasters has just become the latest to cut staff numbers and reduce the operating costs of its widespread regional network. Even its senior executive team has agreed to take a pay cut while the crisis lasts. Grant Broadcasters' chief executive, Alison Cameron, says the company will be retaining as many full-time staff as it can for as long as possible. Cameron says they'll be combing through yesterday's statement by the Prime Minister to see if even more jobs can be saved. As the rule book on the economy gets torn up by COVID-19, there's no doubt that local retail businesses around the country are still facing a bleak future. In regional Victoria, Ace Radio's developed a rescue package that will help local businesses stay operating for as long as possible. Thinking out of the box, the network's digital arm has come up with an e-commerce solution that allows cafes and restaurants to accept orders and process payments without the need for an expensive gateway or website. By the first week of April, Ace hopes to have over 100 businesses accepting orders via their app, Ace Order. Demand for online media is going nuts, as no doubt are many of the people stuck in self-isolation. CRA Chief Executive Joan Warner says there's been a bump in the number of Australians listening to radio online via the industry's radio app. Warner says they've seen a 20% increase in users and 22% increase in time spent listening on smartphones in just over 1 week. Survey company GFK says research shows that 74% of listeners agree that they'd tune to radio for news in a crisis. In the past 7 days, general podcast consumption has increased 15%, but news podcasts have jumped a full 30%. For full details on these stories, go to the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Other stories attracting industry attention today. Well, coronavirus is certainly claiming its victims in radio, even amongst those who haven't tested positive. NZME's Radio Sport has been forced off-air indefinitely, following the cancellation or suspension of virtually all major sporting events around the world. Staff have been told that Radio Sport may not even come back once the COVID-19 crisis passes. The sport frequencies were taken over yesterday by News Talk ZB. Nova's Red Room will be streaming by April. The live stream will use the Zoom app and will let listeners drop in on live performances and Q&As with their favorite artists. Listeners can win their exclusive streaming invitation by tuning to Smallsy Surgery. The first live stream will be with singer-songwriter Conan Gray, who'll perform his massive hit Maniac, as well as other tracks from his album Kid Crow. Radio Info's international sales expert, Pat Bryson, is running a free webinar today to help community radio stations keep their clients during the current crisis. Pat will offer tips on how stations can work with communities and anticipate sponsors' concerns. The webinar's been organized by CBAA, and stations can reserve their place on the website. Coming up next, Snap Quiz: how do you keep kids occupied during a lockdown?
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
School may be out in many states, but the big question is, how do you keep those kids from becoming bored when they're locked up at home all day? Nova Entertainment probably hasn't got the whole solution, but they're on the way. They've launched a trivia-based podcast aimed at kids. Quizzical Kids is hosted by comedian Lindsay Webb and is designed to test kids' math, spelling, and general knowledge skills. The first 10 episodes are available now on the Acast platform. While most people have been keeping their heads down or at least staying at home, one new job has snuck onto the Radio Info website. Classic Hits 2CH in Sydney is looking for an outstanding communicator to handle their Sunday morning Inspirations program and their Sunday night Open Line. If you see yourself in that role, log on to the Radio Info website and check out the details. Well, thanks for your company today. I'll be here with your morning briefing again tomorrow. And to see what's happening in radio anytime, check out Australia's trusted radio information source, radioinfo.com.au.